And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
You didn't hear that. That was just your imagination. Stay off of the drugs. All right, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Plus, they repeat his show 1,000 times a month on these great radio stations. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. I'm looking out my window here, and I don't see Peg Riccadonna. She's our special guest after the 8 o'clock news with a really special thing here. She wants to interview me. And I said, well, let's do it right on the air. And this is part of a St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce. They're featuring different businesses, different members and all that. My business is Dimitri 2020 LLC. I do marketing and personal endorsements and all that kind of stuff, helping my clients get incredibly, incredibly rich. And so she's going to be joining us. So she's not out there yet, but I'm sure she is on her way. She's a very good singer. Oh, my goodness gracious. I had no idea. I had no idea. I mean, she's drop dead beautiful and dresses lovely, some of her gowns and everything. But boy, she can also really, really sing. All right. So back to this. Joe Biden. A pardon for his son, Hunter, for not just the drugs and the tax evasion and the porn and the kiddie porn on his laptop and this and that. But he said it went back 10 years. And of course, it's all just a big cover up for the Burisma Ukrainian thing for not only Hunter Biden, but the big guy who got, 10%, Joe Biden and everything else. And a lot of people were really surprised by that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of speculation that from all different sources that Joe Biden is going to be pardoning many, many, many more people. And in fact, one school of thought is this, that Joe Biden is going to be granting blanket pardons, preemptive pardons for anyone connected with the Biden crime family, as well as anyone connected with the DOJ and the CIA and the FBI that targeted Donald Trump. And the key word here is preemptive pardon. Now, let's say for the sake of discussion that you think the president has that type of power, which, by the way, you would be wrong. We'll get to that. But let's just grant you that let's just say that he does. Well, what does that mean? It would mean that the president, if he wanted any president, but in this case, Joe Biden, any president, could issue a blanket pardon for every registered Democrat in America for the last 50 years. It also would mean, if he had that kind of power, that he could issue a blanket pardon for every undocumented immigrant, every illegal alien in this country, if he had that kind of power. And the key word here is preemptive. The Constitution says, and I don't have a copy in front of me of that specific part, but it says offenses against the United States, except for impeachment. A president cannot pardon himself regarding impeachment. Impeachment is a fancy way of saying that the House of Representatives charges him with stuff, saying you did X, Y, and Z in the trials in the Senate. That's called impeachment. It's in the House. Just charging a president with doing bad things. But the Constitution says that it is a pardon for offenses against the United States, which means that you have to be at least charged with something. And then certainly if you were convicted, many of the pardons that have been issued by presidents for both parties are people who had been convicted and had done time, or at least been convicted, sometimes at least charged. But the whole point of a pardon, again, don't take my word for it, just read the section of it, it's very small, in the Constitution. It says offenses against the government. We don't know what these people, including Hunter Biden, we don't know what he did because he wasn't charged with offenses over and above the laptop. He could have committed mass murder in Ukraine or the United States or wherever. And during that period of the supposed preemptive pardon for the last 10 years, he would have gotten away with it. The key here is, and this is so important, that we have a presumption of innocence in this country. You are presumed innocent, which means there's no proof of any offense that you have committed. You have to be charged in order for it to be in the public record to go, okay, these are the accusations. Here it is. It's a public record. And of course, if you're convicted, then you're convicted. But for President Biden, starting with Hunter, to issue a preemptive pardon, that's not what the Constitution says. In fact, it makes it very clear. It's only for offenses. It doesn't say for potential offenses, because if you actually believe that, then the president, any president, if he wanted to, could issue a blanket preemptive pardon for every illegal alien, every registered Democrat, or if it's a Republican president, every registered Republican, going back 50 years. So here's what I think is going to happen. What I think is going to happen is this, that Joe Biden and his people are going to throw a Hail Mary. They're going to pardon everybody and their brother. Preemptive. Doesn't matter that they haven't been charged with anything. Just a preemptive pardon, and he'll get out of office. The new administration comes in, Donald Trump and Cash Patel and Pam Biondi and all the rest. And I think one of the first things they're going to do is to challenge it, saying that that is unconstitutional. Preemptive pardons are unconstitutional. And by the way, whether you like Biden or Trump or anyone else, you better hope that the Supreme Court agrees with me, because otherwise, any president can pardon anyone for not only any crime, but anything that might someday be considered a crime or whatever for as far back as birth, which is insane. It means we have no rule of law in this country whatsoever. But the Constitution is clear. Hey, there's Peg. We'll get you at 8 o'clock. Have a seat. Oh, she looks so hot. Jesus. Anyway, so Peg is here, so we'll be fine. So the Supreme Court's going to have to agree with Dimitri, because otherwise, anyone who's president can pardon anyone for anything, whether it was an offense or a potential offense maybe someday, for anything. It makes no sense. So that's what I think is going to happen. And the Supreme Court, especially given the conservative majority, would have to say that there are limitations to a pardon, specifically offenses, because that's what it actually says in the Constitution. And preemptive pardons about, well, I'm going to give you a pardon for anything you might have done over the past 10 years, is absurd on its face. If you care about the rule of law, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to agree with me on this one. Or else we have no country, we have no rule of law. Anyone can be pardoned for anything, for any reason, and it doesn't matter if you were even charged. Doesn't matter. So that's where we are with this. So I wanted to share that with you. Next, Jay-Z. He's being accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old in 2000 at, here's a shocker, at one of Sean Diddy Combs' baby lotion parties. She's claiming that she was sexually assaulted when she was 13 years old. Now, I have no earthly idea. I mean, obviously, I wasn't there. I was never invited to any of these things. Thank God. Because I would have gone. So thank God I wasn't invited. Because then be blackmailing me. So apparently this woman now, and again, I have no idea if she's telling the truth or not. Frankly, I hope she's not telling the truth because that way she would not have been assaulted. But I don't know. But apparently she is now Jay-Z's problem number 100. She is actually problem number 100 for those of you who are familiar with some of his songs. So this whole thing with Sean Diddy Combs is really interesting too. She's claiming, in fact, Jay-Z's lawyers actually brought up a good point here. It's a point that I've been bringing up periodically on my show, and that is this. With all of the sick bastards at all of these Diddy parties, and by the way, I have no doubt that all the rumors regarding all the depravity are true. And I have no problem with that if we're talking about all consenting adults. If everybody's on the same page, if everybody says, okay, these are the rules, we're going to do whatever we want with 100 different people, you know, pass the baby lotion, whatever. If they're all on board and they're all saying, yeah, this is what we want, I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. Absolutely none whatsoever. You're an adult. You own your body. You own your life. Go be happy. I have no problem with that. However, if some of the adults did not want to be part of this, and they were roofied or worse, well, then that's a whole different discussion. And then, even more outrageous than that, as horrible as that is, there are some underage kids here. Well, underage kids. Some kids here at these parties. One theme constantly on Twitter is that Justin Bieber was underage when he was hanging out with Sean Diddy Combs, and that he was allegedly passed around to a lot of these celebrities at these parties. Now, I don't know if any of this is true, but what's really amazing to me, although actually it's amazing but not surprising, is that if one-tenth of what we know regarding these parties is true, just one-tenth, they would have arrested more than Diddy Combs. They would have arrested an awful lot of celebrities, people who you and I know, whether it's Pink or LeBron James or whoever, if this is true. The fact that they arrest only one person, even though there are quite literally scores, maybe hundreds of high profile people who went on this debauchery. And again, if everyone agreed to it, not a problem. But there are so many folks who are saying, no, I did not agree to this. They sexually assaulted me, or they raped me, or they did this to this kid or that kid or whatever. They're only charging Sean Diddy Combs. Which ties in with what I'd had been saying for so long regarding Jeffrey Epstein and also the DC Madam. And for that matter, Heidi Fleiss and her client list. I'm amazed she's still alive, by the way, Heidi Fleiss. Because they suicided the DC Madam after about a year in prison, never released the names of all the pervs that were clients of hers. Same thing with Jeffrey Epstein. They suicided him as well, never releasing any of the names on Jeffrey Epstein Island. And now with P. Diddy, he's the only one charged? Are you kidding me? Which says to me again, so clearly, the feds don't want to charge any of these other people because then it's so much easier to blackmail them, to get them to do, to say and do anything you want them to say or do. Bill Gates was part of Epstein Island for roughly three dozen times. He said he went there for the dinners. And all the crazy stuff, the sick demented stuff that Bill Gates is doing these days. I can't help but wonder if he's just being blackmailed. Bill Clinton and all of these other people. The only thing that makes any sense whatsoever, why the feds will not charge any of these people with anything, and they want to suicide the DC madam and Jeffrey Epstein, is because I think it's just an elaborate blackmail scheme. They're compromised. This is just the latest example. If this actually happened to this woman when she was 13 years old, why no criminal charges? Never any criminal charges for any of these supposed molesters. I think they're all being blackmailed. It's a simple, basic explanation that covers everything. Peg Riccadonna next.